We come to the greatest time of every service, the time of the delivering of the Word of God. And so we're so thankful for, as I've said every week, the men in our church who have set aside some time to give of themselves in this capacity for us. And tonight, the speaker is no stranger to most of you. Brother Tim Tipton has been here for many years and served in just about probably every capacity that you could find yourself serving in, Brother Tim. And we are so thankful for you and your servant's heart, your dedication to the Lord, and then to give yourself as you have over these last little while. So you surrendered to go out and start preaching in different places. And so we're just glad that you fit us into your schedule so you could be here tonight. So when you all know I moved here from up north, and when I first came here, and when my wife first came here, we almost needed an interpreter to hear and understand Brother Tipton. And now for most of you, I think you'll probably be just fine tonight, but it was I just say that just tongue in cheek, but we are so glad to know Brother Tim. And you know, I think next time I preach, I'm going to try to pull off what he's going to pull off tonight. Look what he's wearing. He's got a polo on. You think, Pastor, let me pull that off if I tried it? But Brother Tim, you kind of come on up here and you share what God's laid on your heart. And I noticed that the normal pew of your family that's normally packed to the gills is also empty tonight. I'm not really sure how you should take that, but it's just the way that it is. So, but we're glad you're here tonight. Brother Tim, you take it and share what God's laid on your heart for us.
Thank you very much. Well, I'm glad to be here. Just a sinner saved by Christ. He's been good to me. He allows me to share his word in different places. I'm Tim Tipton, if you don't know me, Sharing Jesus Ministries. I took that name on back sometime back when I was on the radio and things like that back years ago. And I got to thinking about it, and every one of us should be in this same boat. If you're saved by grace through faith, that not of yourselves, if you received that gift from God, that's when you should have started serving. I mean, I know we're just a baby in Christ when we're saved, but that's when we start growing, and then we get into the Word, and we come to assemble ourselves together, and we hear the Word preached and taught and things like that. And then that we've got opportunity as we grow to be able to share with others. But He gives me something to do. Gives me something to do. But I've got a lot of things I want to share tonight. I don't know if I'll get plumb through my lesson or not, but some of you maybe don't get around to it. And I share different things. I go into nursing homes and things like that. And a lady the other day in my service, I don't think nobody's here this old tonight. She was 102 years old. Had little pigtails, little white pigtails that stuck up. See, but she's in my service, and I don't know if it's her daughter or who come in and sit with her, but I get to share the Word of God with different ones. Share the Word of God with some preachers in the nursing homes that, you know, couldn't preach no more. See, maybe just get around just a little bit. See, and several of them I've got to share the Word with as done left this life. See, done left this life. It says, at long last, we have them in insufficient quantity so that you can have this for your very own. Please cut yours out and save it. Put it in a safe place. Try not to lose it, or better yet, keep a few spares on hand. These tuits have been hard to come by, especially the round ones. But now, by special arrangement, you can have yours. We're happy because the need has been so great. Now that these are available, most of our problems about attendance, starting on time, and getting things done at church will be solved. We look for our attendance at services to double. You know what? If people gets around to it. See, some things I put it off that I didn't get around to. Maybe going and visiting somebody that maybe heard was sick or something. Next thing I know, they done been buried. Then went out into eternity. Got to share up in the fifth grade the other day, and I've not been teaching because I've been speaking some other places along, but I got to speak up our Sunday a couple weeks ago, and that's when two boys sitting right here to my left, there's five others in there, but I said something about being a Christian. And that one boy, he's talking to the other, and he said he don't know what a Christian is. So I went into it a little bit there. And Brother Chuck was in there with us that morning. He shared the ABCs. And I asked him, I said, you boys like to talk to somebody about that? And they did. Chuck took them out and talked to them. And best I know, them two boys got saved. Born again. See, talked to a man in a nursing home the other day for my service. So we're visiting a little bit. See, 77 years old, never been saved. Laying there in the bed, I don't think he gets around hardly any. Laying there in bed, Billy Ray Phillips was his name. Got to talk to him a few minutes. You know what, when I went there, Billy Ray, the best I know, was on his way to hell. But when I left, between him and the Lord, that destination has changed. See, got saved, best I know. See, I can't see nobody's heart, but if there's somebody in here tonight, what if Jesus come back in 5 minutes? What if Jesus come back in 5 minutes? See, where would you be? See, if there's anybody in here lost, hey, if you know you're lost, you know you're a sinner, you know you need a Savior, hey, it won't bother me a bit if you come down here right now and get that settled. See, it won't bother me a bit. See, I can be on hold, whatever. See, but if anybody's in here don't know Jesus, hadn't received that gift from God, salvation, you need to get it settled. I don't know when he's coming back. See, could be tonight. I don't know. See, he's coming back sometime. If not to get us as the bride, he'll get us all as individuals through time. See, I don't know how long the Bible talks about our life like a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. See, and I don't know how much of my vapor is done spent, how much I've got left with that vapor, see, but it might not be long. See, might not be long. See, glad to be here, though. I try to encourage those in the nursing homes, hey, serve God. If you're saved, serve God till he comes and gets you. See, if they can get around any, they can go up and down them halls and speak to one here and there and different things. The man that got saved the other day, the best I know, two ladies that came to my service that morning was living right across the hall. That one, she said, I'm going to try to talk to him. See, she can be an encouragement to him. See, help him out. And that's what we're here on this earth for. We're here to serve God, love God first, and then love our neighbor like ourselves. Like ourselves. I'm getting dry already. Getting dry already. I hope I don't sound that way out there. But I'm glad to be here. I'm glad I've got that bottle, because if I had one of them cups, I might accidentally knock it away. But I want to share a little bit on praying tonight, on prayer. But I'm going to share on different ones in situations they were in on this earth and the way they prayed and different situations they were in because they prayed. See, and the first one I want to talk about is over in Daniel chapter 6. And Daniel was a praying man. It tells about that in its lesson. But Daniel was a praying man, and Daniel was set over some different people, princes and presidents and the different things like this. But it says in chapter 6, verse 3, it says, then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. And here's what it says on down in verse 4. Then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion nor fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither were there any error or fault found in him. What kind of man do you think Daniel was? He is a good man, wasn't he? He is a man that loved God, a man that was going to do right, a man that people was watching. So yeah, every one of us, somebody's watching our life. See? And if you watch my life long, I might not add up to nothing like Daniel. See? But I mean, I've got a desire to do right and things like that. And I don't always do it, though. See, you don't always do it. Got in trouble years back because I pulled a Jonah. Because I pulled a Jonah. See, Lord had opened the door for me, see, to go through and to share the word. People that were locked down in a prison, he had opened that door for me, and I'd put it off. See, now I didn't end up in no whale's belly for 3 days and nights, things like that. But I did hit a deer with a motorcycle one night, and I got skint good. Got skint good. See, and I was able to think about that for days, and I've still got scars from March the 10th, 2000. See, because I was slow about being obedient in doing what God had this boy to do. See, but you know what I did? I done like Jonah. I got in gear. Was able to go in and out of that prison with Danny and Dave and a few from this church back then to share the word of God. See, share the word of God. Guys, we was in that area, I think, for 13 years, I believe. But I was blessed. Got in gear. Here's the situation with Daniel. Well, these men didn't like Daniel. He's a praying man, Daniel was. See, he was doing right. These men didn't like Daniel being over them. So they went to the king and got this law set up. See, say, oh, king, you know, hey, let's set this law up and get it set up. And anybody that prays to God or man other than you, oh, king, for 30 days, cast them into the den of lions. See? And they got that law set up just against Daniel. See, they didn't like him. See, didn't care nothing about him being over them and things like that. See? But they got that law set up, got that king to set that law up. He put his stamp of approval on it. And what happens when that king does that? That law cannot be changed. See, no matter, it can't be changed. See, and here's what Daniel did. He knew that law was set up. Down in verse 10, chapter 6, verse 10. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he knelt upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed. See, what does us as Christians need to do? That's one of the things we need to do, ain't it? We need to pray. He prayed and he gave thanks. That's another thing that us as Christians need to do. We need to give thanks. See? And it says he gave thanks before his God as he did what? Aforetime. See, Daniel knew the consequences, didn't he? He knew that if he kept on praying to God, that he is going to be cast into that den of lions. He knew that. He knew that, but you know what? Daniel was going to do right. Do right. See, and I don't know what we'll face in this country in years to come. I don't know. See, but we need to, I'm going to do right. I'm going to serve God with the breath I have. I'm going to use my ability. See, that he's got a job for everybody to do. See, everybody here, God's got a job for you to do. And I'll tell you something else. We're running out of time. Amen. I don't care how old you are. See, I mean, I got to talk to the teens last week. See, and they're not guaranteed that they'll be old like this man here. See, none of them are. See? But you know what I like? They're going to go on a mission trip here to England. See? And I can't see none of them's heart, but I want God's best for them, just like my granddaughter Summer. Summer's my granddaughter, in case you don't know. Be going to Africa, best I know, in May. See? Going nowhere to serve God. She's going nowhere to do what she can. See? In serving God. See? And there's no better way to go than serving Him. See? I've had to learn some things the hard way in life. See, but I'm glad he's patient. I'm glad I realized that he loved me as a 17-year-old boy. That Holy Spirit was working on me, helped me to realize I was lost and I was headed to hell. Even though before I saved, it was something I joked about. See, but when the Lord started dealing with me, and help me to realize some things. See? But he saved me. He saved me. He's been a friend that sticks closer than a brother for over 52 years. See, I can say that. He saved me 52 years ago. Daniel was going to do right. But he went into that den of lions, was cast into that den of lions. These people accused him, got that law set up with the king. He was cast into that den of lions. Here's what it says down in verse 16, chapter 6 of Daniel 16. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, listen to this, thy God whom thou servest, how often? Continually. See, hey, people watch Daniel's life. These men seen Daniel praying. See, they knew what kind of man Daniel was. See, that king said, thou God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. See, he's delivered me out of a lot of things. See, out of a lot of things. Things that I'd done before I saved. When I got saved, I quit doing them things. Things I didn't do before I saved, I started doing them when I got saved. See, I didn't go to church. I mean, it was taking some when I, growing up. See, but a buddy of mine, he passed away a few years ago. I had just a little bit in his funeral service. But he had a part in me being saved, because his dad was a deacon in a church, and we went there, I guess, just to sort of make his mom and dad a little bit happy, I guess, because they seen their youngest son out of 12 children there at church. And me and that boy hung together, run together. See, things like that. And that the Lord was working on my heart in some of them services. And I went forward one Sunday morning. See, and I can't tell you exactly what I prayed. Been 52 years ago. I can't remember much about tomorrow, but 52 years ago, I got things right with God. I become a new creature in Christ. Old things passed away. Behold, all things become new. My life started changing. See? Now, when somebody comes forward up here and they go back and their life is just like it was, they didn't become a new creature, did they? See, their life didn't change. See, and I've talked to different ones, and me and a guy visiting some years back, and talked to some different ones, and they made a profession, but they never would go to church, and they talked the same as they did before, and different things like that. And one of the boys, he said, "I can't wait till I retire." He retired finally, lived about 6 months. Now, I don't know if that boy really got saved or not, see, but he couldn't wait till he retired, see. And I've seen boys 30 and 40 years old say, "Boy, I can't wait till I retire." What are they wishing away? Hey, 20 years of life, more or less. See, I can't wait till I get 60 where I can retire, whatever. See? But Daniel was cast into that den of lions. And that king said, "Hey, thy God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee." See? But he could, that king, said, you know, Daniel said, "Well, he could deliver me, but if he don't, hey, it's going to be all right anyway, wasn't it?" See, I mean, Daniel could have said, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, "Hey, you know, if God can deliver us, but if he don't, see, it's going to be all right anyway." See, going to be all right anyway. So here we got down here in verse 22. Let's go back up here. Verse 19. "Then the king arose very early in the morning." We got Daniel in the lion's den, okay? And that stone was rolled there and things like that, and it was sealed. And so we got, it says, "Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste into the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a loud voice and to Daniel, and the king spake and said to Daniel, 'O Daniel, servant of the living God, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lions?'" Was he? He was. Same God that created the heaven and earth, same God that loves everybody, the one that is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, one that supplies our needs, one that's right now preparing a place for us, and he's going to come again someday, going to come again someday. "Then said Daniel unto the king, 'O king, live forever. My God hath sent his angel and have shut the lion's mouth, that they have not hurt me, for as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt.'" That king was exceedingly glad in that situation, wasn't he? He was concerned about Daniel being cast into that den of lions. See, but he couldn't change that law. He had set it up, and he couldn't change that law. See, Then was the king exceedingly glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God. What was Daniel? Daniel was a praying man. Daniel prayed to God 3 times a day. People were watching Daniel's life. See, and I've seen people, and I've heard things like this, and they might have said it even about me through time, but I've heard people say, well, what about so-and-so there? He's a Christian. He's a deacon in a church. And look at how he talks sometimes. See? And I think about things like that, you know. See? I mean, we need to be uplift to people. We need to try to be like our example, which is Jesus. See, we need to get in the Word of God daily. And what we get from there, we need to apply to our lives and be the witness like Jesus was. See, like Jesus was. So here's what happened to the ones that accused Daniel. They were cast into that den of lions, and them lions had a feast. They had a feast. What was them men doing? Hey, they was fooling with one of God's men. See, fooling with one of God's men, trying to have him destroyed, killed. See, they knew they couldn't get at Daniel no other way. They couldn't find no fault with Daniel. So he couldn't find no fault with him. And I can tell right now, we ain't even going to get half through. Unless you just want to stay a while. Huh? We're gonna share a little bit out of Jonah here. I mentioned just a little bit. But Jonah, here's what it said. Now the word of the Lord, this is Jonah chapter 1. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, son of Amittai, saying, arise and go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. See, if you're running from the Lord, see, you're messing up. See, I was in that boat. I mean, I can't just point my finger at Jonah. Hey, I've messed up too. See, I spoke on sometime on this Jonah and Tim. See, Jonah here, what he done and then what Tim done, you know. Messed up. But it says, but Jonah rose up to flee into Tarshish. Where's he supposed to go? He's supposed to be going to Nineveh, wasn't he? See? But he decided he's going to take a vacation or whatever the situation was. See, I'd put the Lord off on the situation where I was supposed to went to prison to share the word of God. I'd put that off. See, and I was chastised like Jonah was. But Jonah got in trouble here. And he's on that ship, that boat, and here he was running from the Lord, from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent a great wind into the sea, and so we had this wind, and it was rough, and the people over the ship there was running it, and everything thought they were going to lose their life. That's how bad the storm was. See? But they ended up casting Jonah overboard because of that situation. He said, that's the only way you're going to, things that's going to change in this deal. See, that you cast me overboard. See, and they done that. And what day did the Lord make that big old whale fish for Jonah? Does anybody know what day it was, creation? Say this. Five. This is five. Day five, say, he made the fish and the whales and things like that. Say, he knew down the road some years that they'd be a rebellious preacher. See, I don't know exactly what day it was he made deers for me, see, but he made a deer for me, see, that I'd meet it one night on a motorcycle, see, but he got my attention. He had mercy. I was able to get up and ride that motorcycle home. See, now I was on the road for some seconds, getting skint, see, but I was able to get up. See, anyway, Jonah, here's what it says down here. Chapter 2, Jonah. Then Jonah what? He prayed. He prayed unto the Lord his God out of what? The fish's belly. See, what did Jonah do? He had 3 days of time out, didn't he? 3 days to think. See, and I think the Lord gives, and some of them men I talked to up in the prison, you know what? He's given some of them men years to think. Years to think. Just a little corner about like where that piano's at. A room maybe that big, maybe a little bit different. But he leaves them in there 23 hours a day for them to think. See? Now, some of them's been told us, probably Danny too, if I hadn't have been here, I'd have done been killed. See? The Lord's merciful, ain't he? See? He loves us. He loves us. He takes care of us. See? But Jonah, he got vomited out. You know what? Jonah got in gear. Got in gear. See? We're going on over here a little bit. This one, we're going over here in Luke just a little bit, okay? And don't believe that when a preacher says that. But Luke chapter 16, we'll share just a little bit here, okay? Luke chapter 16. This was a rich man. He could have anything he wanted that money would buy. See, anything. See, but he was more concerned about that than eternity. See, I question some people along. I've got a buddy that has built old cars from the ground up, make them look as good as new or better. He's good. And I ask him sometimes, I say, what's that old car going to mean in 100 years? See, I mean, what's it going to mean? See, but I mean, hey, that's something to think about. We're going to spend eternity somewhere. And we don't know when we're going to leave this life. See, our vapor might be just about gone. Just about gone. See, but this rich man, here's what happened. He died, was buried, and in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torments. Torments. See, and it's going to be there right on. See, you're going to be there. See, here's what it says, okay? Verse 27. Then he said, I pray. See, this is a rich man in hell. I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. Now listen to this warning from hell. This rich man that is in hell, in torments, wanted a drop of water. See? Here's what he wanted. He said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. For I have 5 brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. See, I've got somebody to answer for. I've got to answer for me. See, now I try to help others what I can. See, I don't know a whole lot. And how many of you have watched that program, Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? How many of you have ever seen that program? Well, I've watched a little bit of it, and I should have testified this at first. I've watched that, and I don't know what I learned in the first grade, but I'm not smarter than them first graders. Them questions they ask. And that these people on there that's had all kinds of education, and I've not seen nobody go all the way now, and I don't know if you have or not, see. But I should have testified that at start. Hey, I'm not smarter than a fifth grader, see. But I did receive Jesus one day. See, I am going to heaven because of a gift that God gave me. See, I have got a desire to serve him, even though I don't do all I could or should. See, now he's given me them desires to serve him. But if you're here tonight, I'm going to have to wind this down. But if you're here tonight and you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, hey, I invite you to come up here right now. You don't have to come forward. That man laying in his bed there in the nursing home the other day, he got saved laying there on his bed. See, got saved there on his bed. See, but if you're lost, you need to prepare for the day that will come. See, you need to prepare for that day. See, and if you're saved, and you say, well, and I was going to share that about the bus ministry, and I'll say this, Daniel's going to have a meeting, and if you say, hey, I don't want to volunteer right now to do that, but I would like to know a little bit about the bus ministry. Hey, they need laborers. Probably some teacher positions open. Maybe need help in the nursery, on patrol. See, I mean, there's jobs to do. See, jobs to do. See, but if you're out there and you say, hey, the Lord's working on my heart. See, the Lord's working on your heart. Hey, you need to report for duty. Report for duty. Here I am, Lord. You saved me. You saved me to serve you. You saved me that my life might give you glory and honor. See, that's what we're here for. But if you're here tonight and you say, hey, I need to be saved, I'd like to get that settled now. Don't put it off. Today's the day of salvation. I talked to a man in his 80s the other day in Hampton. 80-some-year-old. Put it off. Put it off. Best I know, I mean, put it off. I don't know when an 80-some-year-old man thinks he's going to be saved. The Lord worked it out for me to be able to talk to him that day. See, 80-some years old. See, I can't save nobody. But I told him what the Word said. See, we all sinners, sin must be paid for. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. See, got to share them things. See, but he didn't reject me, but he rejected the Lord, the best I know, that day. See, but if you're here tonight, you say, hey, I need to get right for the Lord, to get prepared for that time when it comes. Or if you say, hey, I need to get busy for him. See, get busy for him. See, I go in them nursing homes by myself. See, go by myself now. If you say, hey, I'd like to go with you or whatever. See, I'll meet you at the ones. I'll tell you what time I'll get there and what time the service usually starts and things like that. See, but I go into them nursing homes by myself. See, you don't have nobody mean enough to run with me, I guess. See, but I'm glad I can. Glad I can. See, but you pray for me. You pray for my granddaughter, Summer. I'm going to dismiss us in prayer. Anybody wants to come forward here? Hey, I'll talk to you. We'll get somebody to talk with you, talk to you. See, if you say, hey, I need to get busy doing something. See, doing something. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for loving me. Thank you for allowing me this privilege to share your word. I need you. I ask that you touch and work. I ask that you help us to be the light that we should be. Help us to point people to you and encourage those, Lord, that maybe some short time in life. I ask that you help us to be an encouragement to them, Lord, and help these, Lord, that's saved to pray and serve you and do right. And if there's one that's lost, help them to be saved before it's everlasting too late. Use us. We ask that you'll get the glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I appreciate you being here tonight. Hope you have a good night.